Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the September 30th, 2025 regular meeting of the San Francisco County Transportation Authority Board. I am Commissioner Myrna Melgar, chair of this board. Our vice chair is Danny Sauter. Welcome, colleagues. The clerk today is Amy Sayong. I would also like to acknowledge Eugene Libaria at SFCUF TV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, please call the roll and then make your announcements.
Commissioner Chan?
Present.
Chan present. Commissioner Chin?
Present.
Chin present. Commissioner Dorsey?
Present.
Dorsey present. Commissioner Ngardio?
Present.
Ngardio present. Commissioner Fielder?
Present.
Fielder present. Commissioner Mahmood? Mahmood present. Commissioner Mandelman?
Present.
Mandelman present. Chair Melgar?
Present.
Melgar present. Vice Chair Sauter? Sauter present. Commissioner Cheryl? Cheryl absent. Commissioner Walton? Walton absent. Chair, we have quorum also. For members of the public interested in participating in this meeting, we welcome your attendance here in person in the Legislative Chamber, Room 250 in City Hall. Or you may watch cable channel 26 or 99 or stream the meeting live at sfgovtv.org. For those wishing to make public comment remotely, the best way to do so is by dialing 415-655-0001 and when prompted, entering access code 2664-919-2611 and then press pound and pound again. You will be able to listen to the meeting in real time. When public comment is called for the item you wish to speak on, press star 3 to be added to the queue to speak. Do not press star 3 again or you will be removed from the queue. When the system says your line is unmuted, the live operator will advise that you are allowed 2 minutes to speak. When your 2 minutes are up, we will move on to the next caller. Calls will be taken in the order in which they are received. Best practices are to speak slowly, clearly, and turn down the volume of any televisions or radios around you. Public comment for items on this agenda will be taken first from members of the public in attendance in the legislative chamber and then afterwards from the remote speakers queue on the telephone line. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. At this time, I'd like to excuse Commissioner Cheryl from the meeting and Commissioner Walton for whatever portion of the meeting he may miss, and it may be the entire meeting. So before calling the next item, as chair, I'd like to invoke Rule 3.26 from the Rules of Order to limit total public comment per item to 30 minutes for today's meeting. Each speaker will have up to 2 minutes to speak on any given item. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 2, Chair's Report. This is an information item.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Colleagues, this month has been very eventful. It started with a terrific Transit Month ride-ins and celebrations here at City Hall and continued last Friday with two ribbon cuttings on 6th Street and BART with the completion of their new fare gates system-wide. First, I'd like to share some good news on the legislative front. We were very glad that State Cap and Invest, which is what it's called now, legislation was successfully passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Newsom earlier this month, extending and stabilizing the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which supports transit capital and operating needs statewide. Thank you to Governor Newsom and the legislature for coming together to fund California high-speed rail and transit intercity rail capital program, as well as key operating and affordable housing programs. We hope that this will yield funds to enable state investment in the portal and other Bay Area high-speed rail joint benefits bookend investments in the coming year. We were also very glad to see that the state legislature has passed SB 63, Senators Wiener and Aragin's bill authorizing a regional transit measure for the November 2026 ballot, which is now awaiting Governor Newsom's signature. Thank you again to the authors, to MTC, as well as participating counties across the region and business, labor, and advocacy communities for their support in this very critical initiative. On the regional front, we celebrated 1 year of Caltrain electrified service. Thank you to all my colleagues who sent in messages celebrating this. Caltrain and BART have made progress on a number of fronts, including enabling credit card payments, reaching new ridership highs, and completing the installation of over 700 new fare gates across the entire 50-station system. BART also delivered the project 4 months early, and we were pleased to provide $12.5 million from our sales tax program for this great project that is already resulting in 50% reduction in reported fare evasion system-wide. Locally, we were glad to join Commissioner Dorsey, Mayor Lurie, MTA, SF Public Works, and community members to help celebrate the completion of the 6th Street Pedestrian Safety Project last week. This high injury corridor and gateway into the city now has wider sidewalks, a new traffic signal, and bulb out, as well as decorative crosswalks. Congratulations to the project team, and thank you for this body for providing $6 million in sales tax for this important street safety project. Speaking of street safety, I want to thank you again, all colleagues and many transportation advocates and community members for passing my Safe Streets Act legislation earlier this month. I know that working together, the city departments are redoubling their efforts to improve multimodal safety, traffic safety, and save lives. And finally, let me end by congratulating the Transportation Authority's finance team, led by Cynthia Fong, on receiving its 8th consecutive Award of Achievement of Excellence in Financial Reporting. Thank you, Cynthia, and your team. This is the highest form of recognition in the area of government accounting and represents our staff going above and beyond. Thank you and congratulations, team. And with that, I conclude my remarks. So if there's no comments or questions, colleagues, and I don't see any on the roster, let's go to public comment.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 2? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Yes, there is. Going to the caller. Hello, caller. Your 2 minutes begins now.
Yeah, so Melgar, where's your Clipper card? I think you're going to present your Clipper card and the trips that you've taken and stuff like that. Not much of a chair's report because I don't see a lot of activity with you guys pushing the public transportation. So that's a bunch of fucking bullshit myself that, you know, you guys keep pushing this agenda, which is a fucking crock of shit. So why don't you guys just leave? And Guardia, why in the fuck are you still there, man? Collecting a fucking check?
Please address
what the fuck are you doing, man?
Thank you for not individuals.
When I'm talking, you keep your fucking mouth shut.
All right. All right, thank you very much for your comment. Operator?
There is no additional comment.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Okay, call the next item, please, Madam Clerk.
Item 3, Executive Director's Report. This is an information item.
Good morning, Chair, Commissioners. This month I begin with a couple of updates about federal grants. One is good news, one is not good news. Starting with the good news, the Federal Highway Administration has obligated a $400 million grant for the Golden Gate Bridge seismic retrofit program, and we are grateful that that has happened. We understand that the Bridge District will be utilizing the funds to retrofit the main towers, install energy dissipation devices on the side spans and strengthen the main spans. Work will begin next year, so appreciate Supervisors Sauter and Guardio for serving on that body. On the not so great news side, the Federal Rail Administration has canceled a series of California grants, including California High-Speed Rail and a $25 million safety grant project for the Transbay Joint Powers Authority Portal Project. This grant was originally awarded in late 2024, and TJPA had planned to use the grant funds to advance work on the track and systems contract for the portal. Project team is working to identify alternative funding sources and consider revising the sequencing now of those contract packages. Thank you, Chair, for mentioning the Cap and Invest. We were very excited about that. And then as far as the SB 63, I'll just note that next month we'll have a more complete update about how that finally got shaped in the final amendments. The bill still does include, of course, the expenditure plan for the 5 participating counties and use of half-cent in other counties and 1 cent in San Francisco for the major operators facing a shortfall, as well as accountability, governance, and cost efficiency provisions. Moving on to the local level, last week, as Chair mentioned, the SFMTA held a parcel tax roundtable that was participated by President Mandelman and together with Supervisor Fielder, Commissioner Fielder, as well as Chair Malgar's legislative aide Emma Hare, myself, and many others. We look forward to a presentation next month by the SFMTA to share more about how they're looking at the principles and the structuring of that potential revenue measure to bolster Muni's fiscal house for the operating side, also for 2026. Turning to some planning updates, the Inner Sunset Transportation Study Outreach Round 2 is underway, and we did have a really great workshop, and thank you so much to Chair for coming to that workshop on the 17th at the County Fair Building. It was attended by over 80 community members, and we had really robust feedback to look at some of the recommendations on improving the transportation circulation and access and safety for the commercial core. We do have a survey out and invite the public to participate in that. It's at sfcta.org/InnerSunset. We'll be happy to report back on how that shapes the final report in the coming months. Moving to the topic of AVs in general, there's a few updates on all three providers. Waymo has received driver testing permit at SFO. This was initially mapped in the first few months of this year, and we believe that the airport has issued that for a safety driver permit for driverless operations, and then eventually that would be followed by a driverless and then full deployment phase of the project. Zoox has launched its fully driverless robo-taxi service on the Las Vegas Strip earlier this month and is currently testing its purpose-built vehicles without drivers in sections of San Francisco, so we believe that will follow shortly or in the near future, but it does not yet have regulatory approval for commercial service. And I'll just mention briefly Tesla. In July, Tesla's CEO announced plans to launch public taxi service in San Francisco using autonomous Tesla vehicles. However, the California DMV quickly clarified that Tesla does not hold a permit to offer robo-taxi services. Tesla may carry employees, its own employees, with human drivers, as well as test their AV technology with a safety driver behind the wheel, but it is not allowed to transport members of the public in autonomous mode. And we thank the DMV and also Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie for setting the record straight about these messages from Tesla. Assemblymember Stephanie also called upon California PUC to ensure Tesla's adherence to those permits. Turning now to another project delivery update. Of course, the 6th Street project was a fantastic event, as Chair mentioned last week, and we also want to congratulate Public Works for completing its Hunters Point Central Waterfront and Potrero Hill Street repavement renovation project in August. We were pleased to have provided $2.8 million in Proposition AA vehicle reg fees for that project, which includes repaving of 25 blocks in Districts 6, 9, and 10, new and retrofitted curb ramps, and construction of new sidewalks. Finally, in addition to also echoing Chair's congratulations to our finance team on their GFOA award for financial reporting excellence, I want to also again thank Carl and appreciate Carl Holmes and his team's. Their project on the Southgate Road has won its 5th honor. This is the American Society of Civil Engineers for the outstanding road and highway project, and he'll be collecting that additional hardware on Friday. And this is, again, a very innovative design for that Southgate Road interchange on Yerba Buena Island. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Director. Are there any comments or questions for Director Tang? Okay. Let's go to public comment on this item then, Madam Clerk.
Public commenters, I'd like to give you a reminder. Please stay on topic for the item you are speaking on and refrain from using profanity. Is there anyone in chambers who wishes to speak on item 3? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
Yes, there is. Hold on one moment, please. Caller, your 2 minutes begins now.
Yes, there is remote public comment. And Daniel Lurie, you listening to this? See that clerk right there, front and center? She's out. Get her out right now. She violated my First Amendment right. That's going to cost the city a lot of money. Executive Director, you have a problem with me talking. I have a problem with you sitting there collecting the welfare check. You and Kirschbaum are out, too. Get them the fuck out of our city. This is enough.
Please,
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Profanity.
I can say whatever I
no,
want.
No, actually, Rule 0.213 allows us to remove people
out.
For disruptive...
Talk about your fucking
contemptuous and
your
insolent
fucking
behavior. Okay,
asshole.
We can cut this
Slay.
Off. Thank you. Okay, Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 4, approve the minutes of September 9th, 2025 meeting. This is an action item.
Colleagues, may I have a motion to approve the minutes from September 9th? Fielder and seconded by Mandelman. Please call the roll, Madam Clerk. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's have public comment on the minutes.
Is there anyone in the chamber who wishes to speak on item 4? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve, item 4, Commissioner Chan.
Aye.
Chan, aye. Commissioner Chin.
Aye.
Chin, aye. Commissioner Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Commissioner Ingardio.
Aye.
Ingardio, aye. Commissioner Fielder. Fielder, aye. Commissioner Mahmood.
Aye.
Mahmood, aye. Commissioner Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Melgar.
Aye.
Melgar, aye. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Sauter, aye. There are 9 ayes. The minutes are approved.
Okay, thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Items 5 through 10 comprise the consent agenda. Staff is not planning to present on these items, but are available for questions.
Okay, I don't see any questions or comments from my colleagues on the consent agenda. May I have a motion in a second? Motion by Mahmood, seconded by Fielder. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent agenda, please. Yes, let's do same house, same call. Thank you. The motion passes. Okay, let's go to the next item, 11, please.
Item 11, investment report and debt expenditure report for the quarter ended June 30th, 2025. This is an information item.
Again, congratulations, Ms. Fong.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, everyone. Cynthia Fong, Deputy Director for Finance and Administration. This is not your typical quarterly update, as we are in the process of our year-end closing and working with our auditors to issue an audited report for June 30th, 2025. But in terms of compliance for investment and debt, as of June 30th, 2025, we held $64.6 million of cash on hand. This represented 61.8% in the city and county treasury pool. This amount of cash, along with our revolving credit agreement, allows us to have sufficient funds for expenditures over the next 6 months. In terms of our debt compliance, as you all recall, we have a three-year revolving credit agreement with U.S. Bank. We are in year one of that revolving credit agreement. This board has allowed us to draw down $65 million in last fiscal year. We have done so and timely used the proceeds to help fund SFMTA's light rail vehicles. In terms of our payments for our 2017 sales tax revenue bond, we've been making those payments timely as well. And just as a last note, I have numbers for our fiscal year 24-25 sales tax revenue. I'm happy to report that we came on target this year. We had a budget, we've collected $110.1 million, and that exceeded our budget by 1.7%. This concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Good news. Thank you, Ms. Fong. I don't see anyone on the roster with questions or comments. Thank you for the presentation. Madam Clerk, let's go to public comment on this item.
Is there anyone in chamber who wishes to speak on item 11? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment for this item.
Okay, public comment on this item is now closed. Madam Clerk, let's go to item 12, please.
Item 12, introduction of new items. This is an information item.
Okay, I don't see anyone on the roster with items to introduce, so please call the next item.
Item 13, public comment. Is there anyone in chamber who wishes to speak on item 13? There is not. Operator, is there any remote public comment?
There is no remote public comment.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Madam Clerk, please call the next item.
Item 14, adjournment.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you.